The middle schools in Springfield began a dramatic transformation just about a year ago in a bid to lift the schools out of the bottom academic rung and avert a likely state takeover. The schools were placed under the control of a board with representatives appointed by the city, the state education department, and Empower Schools, a private education company. The middle schools were reorganized into academies, each with no more than 300 students, to allow for smaller class sizes. The Springfield Teachers Union agreed to a new contract that would allow for longer school days, and principals were given autonomy to experiment. Springfield Superintendent of Schools Dan Warwick said the approach mirrors turnaround plans that have worked at struggling schools in other cities.
It's an exciting opportunity to do something very different. Bottom line is that the principals in the schools each have a partner. They have a lot more autonomy than they used to. They can be very creative with their staff. But we're going to keep a tight eye on results and make sure things are going in the right direction for our kids.
One of the schools operating in what is now called the Springfield Empowerment Zone is the former Duggan Middle School, now the Duggan Academy. It is transitioning to a grade 6 through 12 magnet school for social justice, with plans to attract students interested in careers in advocacy, education, or criminal justice. Empowerment Zone Chairman Chris Gabrielli said Duggan principal Michael Calvinese, a former charter school principal, has extended the school day by an hour, built in more time for math and English, and introduced software-based tools to help students.
The goal of the zone is not to sort of say everything old was bad and everything new was good. Just the opposite is to say, let's build on the best of what was here, but also let's be willing to be very bold where bolder is needed.
Governor Baker visited a math and an English classroom at Duggan and then held a roundtable discussion with school officials, Empowerment Zone board members, and other local education advocates.
They have a bunch of process stuff they're very happy with in terms of how it's going. But even they said we should come back next year and see how the actual outcome stuff looks. And I think that's the right way to think about it.
Baker said it is obviously too early to judge if the Empowerment Zone model is a success or failure, but he described the approach to education he witnessed at Duggan as, quote, really good stuff.
I just want good schools. I don't much care what their operating model is. I do think the charter school movement has proven over and over again, and parents certainly buy into it, and the scores would support it, that they work, and they work especially well in urban communities that have had trouble finding a pathway to educating kids.
Baker has filed a bill with the legislature that would lift the existing cap on charter schools. He's also endorsed efforts by an advocacy group promoting a ballot question that would authorize up to 12 new charter schools a year in Massachusetts. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.